Okay, this is the Pacifica National Board meeting, second day for our in-person meeting in Washington, D.C. It's September 24th, 2011, and I'm Bill Crozier, Vice Chair of the National Board, and our Chair, Summer Reese, will be here shortly. It's 9:13 a.m. locally, so I'm calling the meeting to order, and Afia, can you call the roll for us, please?
Ken Aaron.
Here.
Teresa Allen. Jessica Apollinar. Rodrigo Argueta.
Here.
Nia Vediaco.
Present.
Wesley Bethune. Carolyn Burden.
Carolyn's not going to be here until about this evening because she had to work.
Oh,
so she went to Philly and she'll be back.
Oh, okay.
I guess I would ask for an excused absence for her. I mean, she did notify everybody.
Lydia Brazan. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Heather Gray.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Present.
Ifia Wangaza, present. Henry Orendorf. Laura Priebus. Marcel Reed.
Here.
Summer Reese. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Dan Siegel.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
He was here.
He's here. Come on out.
His coffee is here.
Okay. Andrea Turner is excused. Bruce Wolf.
Here.
Teresa Allen is here, Madam Secretary.
Thank you.
Arlene is here.
Arlene Engelhart and LaVarne Williams.
Lydia.
We see that Lydia Brazan has arrived. And who else? Wesley has arrived. Bethune. So we have quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Appreciate that. And just a reminder, we need to continue where we left off yesterday afternoon. We didn't quite finish through everything we had on the agenda for then. I believe, help me, correct me if I'm leaving out anything, we still need to do the 3B and C items, which are discussion and review of corrections and deficiencies noted in the auditor's report, and then distribution of budgets. Oh, there's nothing for public session in that? Okay, so the 3B, the corrections and deficiencies will just be in the executive session Monday. And we also need to do Rodrigo Argueta's item that we moved from Roman numeral 13E and continue the audio report discussion. I guess we need to continue the audio report discussion because we were in process on that yesterday afternoon.
Bill?
And I recognize that Jessica Polliner's arrived. Yes, Neil.
In terms of the observations and the recommendations, is this thing on? Can you hear me, John?
I better find out where you are.
John, here I am.
Good.
Okay. In terms of the observations and the recommendations from the auditor's letter, from my recollection, I don't understand why there would be that much stuff. Well, all of it should be in executive session.
Well, you know, the deficiencies, the management report is confidential. You know, it's supposed to be confidential. It's a report from the auditor to the board about...
It's personnel and proprietary. That's the California Integrity Act of 2004 says that. If you could please show it to me.
I'm not an expert on the California law. I don't know, but Arlene, do you want to address that?
The audit itself is totally public, and the accompanying notes and the letter at the beginning of the audit, but the management letter is to management only and isn't public. and that's what we're addressing in that report.
Okay. You know, if things come up that
we can
clearly need to be clarified in open session, we can do that after the executive session.
And there are a number of issues.
We have an open session scheduled, for the last thing Monday.
And there are a number of issues that are involved with that I've addressed in my report or that are addressed other places. So it's not that we're not addressing any of the issues, but we don't make that whole report public.
Okay. But the personnel propriety stuff?
Right. And most of the deficiencies are related to that. So, Dan and then Lydia.
Well, I would really question the conclusion that the auditor's report is a confidential matter.
I didn't say the auditor's report. I said the management letter.
Okay.
That comes with the auditor's report. The audit itself and the letter that's accompanying it at the beginning of the audit are public.
And the management letter, which points out deficiencies that the auditors believe that we should be addressing, is a matter that relates to our finances, going concern, and so on.
A lot of it relates to personnel.
To individual staff persons versus?
In some cases, yes.
Okay, because, again, I think given not only the law but also the values of the foundation that we need to be as transparent as possible and should have a conservative view of what should be kept confidential from the public. And if something addresses, say, an individual's job performance, then that should be kept confidential. But if it addresses weaknesses in personnel policies or things like that, it should not be.
Can I make a suggestion? Because until we get through it and into it, it's hard to know the details. Why don't we, as we're going through it in executive session Monday, just note if there's things that we should be doing in open session, we'll just defer that and cover it in open session after the end of the executive session on Monday.
That's
I think that'd be simpler. Yeah, Lydia?
Yes, I agree. I think it was handled very well in yesterday's executive session along those lines, but I just wanted to, Bill, did we cover that we had the time certain at the end of today for the notice of the bylaws?
Let me see. Let me go over the changes we made to the agenda.
Okay.
I guess I should do that and help me. Okay, we're about to continue with the audio port discussion that we moved up on the agenda. We started yesterday. And then following that, Rodrigo Argueta's, he wanted an update on the 2008 motion that was in item Roman numeral 13E on the agenda. Then was there anything else under management reports that we were going to do yesterday, Arlene? Distribution of budgets for review.
Tracy.
Okay. Well, that'll be the next thing because then what was, and then we decided yesterday the first thing this morning, I guess I have to get through this, would be a Q&A on the CFO report for 30 minutes. And then we'll go into what's on the agenda for Saturday morning on the committee reports, with the first one being the finance and budgets. What did you just mention, Lydia? I forget, for the end of today?
The end of, we decided on a time certain for the noticing October 1st for the bylaws amendment regarding PMB and person.
Right. Was that today? I didn't write that.
Yes, today.
I believe it was today. Okay.
Microphone.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so time certain before we adjourn on noticing October 1st. To begin the notice period for bylaws amendment regarding the in-person PMB meetings. Thank you.
Okay, so we'll do that right before we adjourn today. So everybody help me remember that. Okay. So are you ready to go on to continue with the audio port discussions? And I'll turn the chair back over to Summer. And what we did yesterday, I think almost everybody was here, but we discussed some of the short-term aspects of what AudioPort needs, and we passed a motion from Ken, but we didn't continue with some longer-term things. And we need to put a time limit on this too. I don't believe we had. Can we say 10 minutes? Is that okay? Nia.
Finish your statement.
Oh well, is 10 minutes okay for the to continue with the AudioPort discussion? Hearing no objections, then we'll do that. Okay, Nia?
I don't know if that's...
Yeah, on the...
Well, we can extend time. Well, what do you propose?
I'm saying that's a major, just 15 to 20 minutes, and then you can continue first.
Okay. How about 15 minutes, and then we can extend time if we need to?
Thank you.
If it's agreeable. Is that all right?
Thank you.
Okay. Nia?
Yes. I know, I guess I was busy eating my banana. I wasn't paying attention. On the agenda yesterday, he said that the budgets would have been distributed yesterday. We didn't get them. I don't have them here. Okay, thank you.
We can talk about that when we get to that here in a little bit this morning. Yeah, Lydia?
Yeah, rather than taking the time to keep extending, I think we should just do the full 20 minutes. There were several substantive issues raised yesterday that I think were important. Then if we don't use it up, we're in better stead. So I'm moving that we allow 20 minutes for the audio port motion.
Okay.
Bill?
Any objections to that? Okay, 20 minutes then.
Bill?
Yeah. Yes, Nia?
This is Nia. I'm sorry to be a pain, but everybody knows that I cannot see to read this, so I'd like to have an electronic copy, please.
It was distributed.
That's what was on the flash drive.
They were emailed.
Yeah.
Can you use the mic?
That's the one that I know about. Yeah.
Yeah, the LA and... Okay, sorry. All right. Thank you. Okay. The LA and Washington budgets were sent to the board last week, right? Yeah. 2 a.m. this morning. You should have an email. Here are the printouts. Same stuff. It's five separate files, of course, electronically.
Tracy, I'm sorry. I cannot see to read that size font.
I understand.
Okay. So
you have electronic copies in that email of each budget. You want me to resend it?
Yes, please. Point of order. Just one piece of business.
Go ahead, Ken.
Just a short piece of business. I believe it was Nia who had recommended that it would be very helpful if we could project the budgets at the time we get to reviewing them. I don't know if we... I just want to determine if that's possible at this facility.
I don't know, Ken. I think everything is possible at every facility, usually.
I mean, does any... John would know. There's a screen. I would just say it's a technical staff. Do we have a projector? Is that what that is up there? Okay, and so we can connect the laptop to that. And
thank you, John.
The budgets.
Thanks for your attribution, but I didn't say that, because even if you put it up there, whatever size font, it has to be really huge for me to see it. But thanks for your attribution.
Okay.
It wasn't
I
who
I
said that.
Well, okay.
Oh, is it the
somebody
same as
said
this?
It was useful.
Oh,
okay.
I did. That was me.
Oh, it's
different
Lydia.
Color.
Okay.
It's the other knee.
Yeah.
Okay, Nia should be en route.
Okay, go ahead, Ken.
I'd like to get on the queue for the audio port discussion.
And Kathy.
Okay, Ken and then Kathy. I'll take a start.
Okay, I had yesterday when I created that motion, I had a second part to the motion, which I didn't intend to present yesterday, but since we're going into it, I want to present it now only for the purposes of starting the discussion. It's not a completed motion, but to address what I consider the longer-term issues. And to read it brief, I'll just read it briefly because I haven't finished creating it. This is regarding software, let's say, computer systems, services, and support. And step A, a needs assessment survey should be conducted either by national office or an appointed task force to determine the needs of programmers, hosts, fund drivers, and affiliates regarding access to programs that are currently being loaded on audio port. It's just a commentary on that. You have to do an assessment of the stakeholders, the people who use the thing. What are they using it for? What are they anticipating? And what do we consider is going to be, what's going to be put up there? What's a prediction of how much content is going to be loaded up there in the future? Are the affiliates going to increase? Are there going to be more programmers uploading? If you find, you know, we have a lot of programmers at KPFK don't even know what AudioPort is. yet they complain that they want to advertise. I said, hey, you can get on 26 stations. If you got good programs, get it up on audio port. And they want to know what to do that. Well, when they find out, our audio port content could triple. Okay, so you want to do a needs assessment.
That was the alarm I slept through.
We're going to do a needs assessment of the stakeholders who are using that facility. What do they think it does and what should it do? And then we also need a plan created by the technical department presented to the national office and the PMB of all known areas of the foundation's network services and support which present an imminent or short-term risk of interruption or failure. So the tech department has to tell us, an assessment of the first, near and immediate threats. And it should be reported by area of operation, description of the service or support provided, like streaming, archiving, et cetera. A danger of failure, in other words, we would lose data, we lose public access, or it can be hacked. And methods of remedying those problems, like I have to buy new software, I got to get new hardware, or I have to hire somebody to go in and clean the files or a security system. And the fifth element would be an associated cost to implement that remedy. And that would be a report that's got to be done by the technical department. It is not a minor task to accomplish that, because we're spread over five or many areas, and the management of those different areas is not coordinated. There's a lot of, I don't know what you call it, cowboys, people running the things the way they want to run it. So that's the two things. You have to do a needs assessment of the stakeholders, the users, and we have to do a technical assessment of the threat and how to remedy it by the technical department. And those two reports have to be presented to management and the PNB, and then governance can start to make decisions about how much resources to allocate to this and what value it has, and going to have some judgment on what to do about it.
Ken, you're probably well at 2 minutes, but is that distilled into a motion yet?
Well, yeah, I have it. Yeah, okay. Take me like a minute.
Okay, so we'll come back to you in a couple minutes when you have that.
No, I will. I can finish it now and distribute it. I don't know what email to send it to.
Well, you send it to me.
Yeah. I'll send it to
PNB.
Send it to the PNB list. Yeah.
Okay, I will.
Is it different from?
Yes, I just made some slight changes. I'll send it to you right now.
Okay, and is there a second on that motion?
Second.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to let John go first since he has something. Yeah, I saw your hand.
Right. Can we have somewhere in that motion the word ongoing? Because as we dig deeper, we can modify it. It's not like we're going to come up with, you're going to say, we want something in a month, and we're going to be able to come up with a comprehensive plan. It's mm-hmm. going to be ongoing because as we dig deeper, we're going to find more things that we need to address.
Thank you, John. Is it a point of information, Terry? Okay, a point of information? Or do you want to just speak on the... Okay, well, I've got Kathy, and I've got you, and then I've got Lydia. Go ahead, Kathy, please.
Yes, thank you.
I'm sure they will. We will need to be plugged in to something. yes, one of the reasons I felt that this was really important for us to continue is because I want for us to really look at this in terms of moving into the future and moving into a much greater capacity. Because if we just operate on an emergency basis, it won't be very long before we've reached that capacity and then again reach that capacity. So I believe that part of our planning should be to look at any other planning for part of our system. And I think we need to start looking at this technology aspect as another division of Pacifica, like we're looking at the archives as a division of Pacifica. And we really should be thinking at least 5 years down the road in terms of what kind of technology is going to be needed to sustain our network as we move into the future. And as technology advances, the more advanced stuff becomes more accessible. So I would like for us to consider, I mentioned it yesterday, having some kind of cloud technology. Not that we would not have a backup hard drive that would store the material that we're taking out of audio port, but we also need a deeper, bigger network of accessibility, because I feel that the immediate steps we have to take to limit access to the material is going to be a huge problem as we move down the road for those of us who actually use the programs and produce. So I would like to offer an amendment to Ken's motion that we look at advanced possibilities and look and build into this work a 5-year plan of how to develop the technology for the use of Pacifica and its affiliates.
Sorry, timer, but I wasn't trying to cut you off.
Can we get another time?
Yes, sorry. Trying to set a timer that's not.
So, can anyone second my?
Second.
Thank you. And then I guess we could discuss it later.
Am I next?
Yeah, Teresa and then Lydia.
Okay. I remember a time when money was tight and we got rid of the Pacifica News. I remember a time when money was tight and we got rid of a program director. National Program Director, who had moved to the East Coast from Madison, Wisconsin. I remember a time when we got rid of our webmaster. And I'm just afraid that we're swinging in the other direction, and I think we need to consider whether we're micromanaging here. Is it up to us to tell the... I guess, first of all, are we going to units... Are the stations now units, and is the archives a unit? Mm-hmm. Is the affiliates a unit? I guess I need to ask Arlene.
Well,
are we on a unit system now?
Functionally, from a budget perspective.
And is the technology people, are they a unit?
No, they're not.
They're part of National.
So my question is, can we just ask Arlene whether she's doing this routinely, and can we expect our executive director to work with our technology people without going into too much detail in a resolution like this? Because we can add all kinds of amendments to it, and nothing personal, Kathy, but I'm just afraid we're swinging to the end of the other direction and micromanaging when this may be something that our executive director does routinely with our tech people.
Go ahead, Arlene.
We certainly, meet and work on these issues regularly. We have pretty much left things in place as they were because there wasn't any budget to make changes, and so when you don't have any money to work with, you sometimes don't try to fix things until they're broken. It's obvious to me that we absolutely have to have a backup system and that we have to develop some policies that involve these areas and that take into account both the needs of the affiliates and the sister stations, which means that we have to deal with Ursula and the PDs and perhaps the affiliate task force in making the longer range decisions. The short range we've got to deal with like yesterday. And so I will definitely be working with John and Otis on coming to those immediate solutions and working with the broader group. We do have a weekly meeting of the PDs, and that involves many times Ursula and pretty much always John.
But my question is, what do you think about the resolution that's on the table right now that is saying you're going to put out a report? We're telling the tech people to put out a report, and it's getting more complicated.
And I definitely think we need to report back, but I'm not sure that it needs – I mean, it's up to you as a board whether you want to mandate that, but it is one of the things we'll do. I think John would like to get into this, and I'd like to hear from him, too.
Thank you. And just a quick note, I have a timer here. It's set for a nice harp tone, but it's set for 2 minutes each.
That's my email box up there. Why is that?
That's your email box?
Yeah. Can you take that down, please?
John, cover the lens.
That's LeVar. I don't know about that.
It's somebody's email box.
Let's do a search. Let's do a search.
See what interesting things you have. All right. Was that the matter you were bringing to my attention, John, or did you wanted to say something about AudioPort? John, is it just information? I'm coming to you next, Lydia. Go ahead.
I'd just like to add that the PRA should be involved in this because they really have, since they are the archives, and we're talking about some archival functions here, I would like to bring them in and get their take on it also.
Okay, thank you, John. Go ahead, Lydia. And so, again, there's a 2 minutes on everybody.
Yes,
you hear
so
harm,
I was going to suggest that, is that the motion should allow for the prerogatives on the part of the tech department to bring in whomever they believe, as they move forward, needs to participate in this conversation. But in terms of the role of governance, yes, these are very, some of the things that we need to deal with that Kathy raised rightly were the long-term things that are very costly. So obviously that falls on our shoulders and the national need for these things. And I mean, this was a serious crisis that took place last Monday, so we're now dealing. We dealt yesterday with a motion that will help, you know, alleviate that. But I would recommend that rather than one comprehensive report being the goal, that at every meeting, PMB meeting that we have, we, as they progress with what they're learning, that they give us a brief update. So an incremental and ongoing reporting system, so that, for example, most of us may not know what the cloud method is. Some of us get it from TV advertising or radio advertising, but anyway, some of us do not. And I think that we have to have a profound understanding about what that is, what servers are, what it is our ultimate goal, but governance and this board absolutely has to get involved at this juncture. It means the long-term planning of the foundation and how we see ourselves. The vision is ours, is a collective vision that hopefully we're interacting with our LSBs to get that kind of input. When we go back, we should go. We all have techies on our local boards and so forth that can help us at a local level understand that, understand our local needs, etc. So that is my recommendation. And I would also say that if we could have like a written report by our next in-person PMB meeting at the end of January.
Thank you, Lydia. John?
Maybe this is something that we can work on with the technology committee.
Kimberly, would you like to be next? Please, could you pass... Go ahead.
I'm Kimberly Arndahl from WPFW. Seeing that our technology infrastructure at WPFW is back from the 70s, and with our relocation, we have to move into that whole era. With moving the station, there's no need of moving the station with old equipment and going back to analog when we're in the digital era. That was been my importance on the technology committee. Hate to say that we've yet to meet quorum out of four meetings that have been called, and we're all grown folks, and we see these emails for these meetings, and everybody has prioritized what meeting is most important to them to be on, and to a certain extent, some of us have burnt ourselves out on committees, period. The technology committee is one of the most important committees that I think that are out there, and even though we might not have met quorum, we've been able to have a working task force to at least talk about some things for the future. And I just want to thank John and them because they've just been giving us update on to where they are to this point. So I do believe if you really want to hear about what's really happening in the tech world about servers and things like that, then just join in one of those meetings and those, some of those questions can be answered.
Okay. Thank you, Kimberly. Okay, Alex, and then we're probably at time on this subject, so we need to go ahead, Alex. You can have your full time. I'd rather take people haven't spoken yet. That's all.
I was kind of wondering why we're not hearing from the technology committee on this issue, and Kimberly just answered me on that. I would suggest that maybe the task force you have from the technology committee that is functioning, apparently the committee as a whole is not functioning, but you have some kind of a task force that is, maybe that task force meet with John and the other technology people in Pacifica and prepare to give us a report at our next meeting rather than this entire board trying to reinvent the wheel on this. And that we separate that discussion from this immediate motion on the archives and the audio court.
And thank you for that, Alex. And with that being said, I am going to give you a summary of what we've accomplished because we couldn't put out a report because there wasn't quorum. But I am going to send out by the time you guys get home, just a brief synopsis of what we've talked about. Pretty much it's just been about copyright confessor, nothing no higher than that because we haven't been able to go.
Okay.
Right now,
so. Thank you, Kimberly. Lydia, hold on. Is there anyone else who hasn't spoken yet? Because we are at time on the subject before. Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
I have an amendment. I would like that we move to reconstitute the technology committee or rename it as a task force or a working group so that it does not have to concern itself with quorum and yet can move forward. So if we can formally do that, then they don't have to have just conversations.
That's one of our main issues. Anyway, I'm sorry.
So that's either an amendment.
We can't reach quorum,
motion.
And that was one of the main things that John was saying that we should come to the conclusion that we should bring it to the board. And I thank you for that, Lydia, because it wasn't on my head. That was one of the things that we wanted to get the board to pass, that we do become a task force, but we can still generate some work without having to be in a quorum situation. And that might work for all committees or something.
One moment, Kathy. Lydia, was it your intention to encompass the entire work of the technology committee or only specific to this subject?
The entire committee, okay, because it's not meeting quorum. So I think that we need to do that with any of the committees and the people that want to work forward.
Okay, thank you. I think we'll handle that as a separate motion rather than an amendment because it deals with the structure of the committee. Thank you. Kathy, point of information.
My question was, I think that that's a great idea because I suffered the whole of last year with the same problem. But my question is, can we change a committee into a task force if it's already in the bylaws that it's a committee? Would that require a bylaws amendment? Could we just create a task force and not undo the committee? I mean, question. I don't know if we could just change a committee to a task force if it's in the bylaws.
Sure, that makes sense. Lydia? Yes.
Yeah, it's not a standing committee.
Yeah, that's what... That's,
so we can do that.
Yeah, that was my impression as well. Nia?
Kathy asked my question and Lydia answered it. I thought it was a standing committee.
Go on.
I mean, I'll check the bylaws.
Yeah, check it.
Not that I don't believe you, Lydia, but I just want to double check. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't have.
But my
I'll
other,
check it.
My other statement to Kimberly is that if it has been three or four meetings, those people already, you send a notice to the chairs of those committees saying that they're going to be removed from the committee for lack of attendance, and then that would help to bring the population down, and so and thus your quorum. So there's that way. That's the proper way to do it. But I just want to double check to make sure that it's in fact not a standing committee.
Thank you, Nia. All right. Is there any other discussion, Ken?
This is a phenomenon commonly called mission creep. The motion I'm proposing doesn't require any effort or work from the PNB or any of its committees or task force. It's just an imperative to management and staff to get done a needs assessment survey of the stakeholders who are using AudioPort and to get done a technical survey of the risks and liabilities of the existing system to present to management and the PNB as to what the cost and efficacy of a remedy would be. So it's really work to be done by management, not by governance. And trying to pull talent from the PND is sometimes not that successful because of our time limitations and our skill sets. And also, we're not going to be able to go in and survey the needs assessment of all the programmers and the affiliates, or the technical survey of what are the risks and liabilities of the system. You have to be working there. You have to be interviewing the people in IT and in broadcasting. So it's not something I don't think it's likely that the PNB would come anywhere near accomplishing this kind of implementation. But as governance, we can demand that management report to us on the status of the operation. And as governance, we can demand that management address certain areas, or at least encourage them to.
You're at time.
That's our oversight. So I'd like to keep the motion the way it is, no mission creep, and just have a vote on it.
Thank you, Ken. And we're at time, but I'm going to let Nia speak because she had her hand up, please.
Yes, in Article 8, Section 3, it is a standing committee.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Yeah. It is a standing committee. Yes. On page 19 of your bylaws,
that's,
you have them with you.
Is that what you were going to say also, Arlene?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, thank you. So we're at time. I don't think there's any need to continue, hopefully, if we can take a vote, if there's no objection to that, because otherwise we need to do it.
I sent the copy to the secretary. I don't know if everybody got it.
I can see it. But.
Oh, great.
No, I don't have it. I just have from yesterday.
Oh, I'm looking at it from Bill.
Oh, I sent it to Bill and Summer and Fia. Can you distribute it, Bill?
Yeah, I'll forward it.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Arlene.
The other thing in the bylaws, it's very specific about how the committees that are listed are composed, and so consequently, as much as I appreciate Nia's suggestion and thought it sounded like a way to work around, you know, getting the membership down, that Lydia. Would also be against the bylaws. So no,
that was not. Lydia's.
No, it's not. No, it's
or
not.
Lydia's, okay. But it won't work to just, you know, even though you can push people off, it says you've got to have one board member plus two other members from each LSB on each standing committee.
But we can do a bylaws amendment.
Okay, but that's a whole other kettle of fish, and that's not going to happen today.
Can I reread the motion while it's being distributed?
Please, yes, order, and Ken will reread the motion.
Okay,
and
the motion is, let's call it the System Services and Support Motion, for lack of a simpler name. A needs assessment survey will be conducted by the national office or an appointed task force to determine the needs of programmers, hosts, and affiliates regarding access to programs currently being loaded up to AudioPort. This survey initially will be completed by November 30th, 2011, and updated on a semi-annual basis. B, a plan shall be created by the technical department and presented to the national office and the PNB of all known areas of the foundation's network services and support which present an imminent or short-term risk of interruption or failure. This report will detail five topics. It says four, but it should say five. One, area of operation, station, or business unit. Two, description of service or support provided, like live streaming or active access. Three, danger of failure, parentheses, loss of data, loss of public access, lack of security. Four, methods of remedy, new hardware, software, or service. And five, associated cost to remedy, one-time or ongoing cost. And then C, this report should be available and presented to management. I said should be available and presented to management and the PNB by the first meeting in December of 2011. Yeah, the first December 2011 meeting of the PNB, and shall be updated on a quarterly basis. That's to accommodate John's request to have it ongoing.
Thank you, Ken. Okay. I see. Arlene, please.
I would just like to request that we not require a semi-annual survey. I don't think we need to repeat it that often, and that takes a lot of staff time when we don't have enough staff.
Is yearly okay?
Yearly is okay. I mean, once we've done it, we need to keep updating. The updating quarterly is fine with me because we can do that through the affiliates task force, through our program director meetings, et cetera. But to have to repeat surveys over and over.
No, I use the word updated.
Yeah, but
repeated.
I still don't think semi-annual.
Annual?
Ken, if I might make a suggestion. Perhaps it is the report that you want to see annually or semi-annually, not the survey. There's a difference. You're looking for an internal mechanism from staff to report on
progress.
Accepted. So perhaps you'd change the wording from survey semi-annually to the report. survey and report initially to be completed by, et cetera, and report to be updated on an annual basis.
Great.
Thanks. Okay. Thank you. All right. Is that accepted as language, Afia, as the second motion?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So if there's no objection, may we take a vote? Is there any objection?
There was an amendment.
The amendment's improper. It deals with the reconfiguration of a committee, and it would have to be taken up during I apologize. I'm sorry. I was lost on task force over there. Okay, right. Sorry. Go ahead, Kathy.
My amendment had been that...
My amendment was that part of this process would be to include a long-term plan for providing growth solutions for storage and sharing with AudioPort. So to look 5 years down the road and make that part of the planning process.
Is there an objection from the maker of the motion?
Yeah, I object because it's too broad a scope. This is not long-term planning. That could be added in a separate motion. This is to prevent short-term and an immediate risk. This is operational consideration.
Thank you. So do you want to take a vote on the amendment, or do you want to present it as a separate motion?
We can still vote on an amendment.
Yeah, that's fine, too. Do you have a second on your amendment?
We're out of time.
Are you her second?
She said
on the amendment. Yeah. Okay. So let's just vote on Kathy's amendment, and then we'll go on to the main motion. Go ahead. Kathy, can you reread the amendment, please?
That in the plan created by the technical department should include a long-term, approximately 5-year plan for upgrading and providing long-term growth solutions for storage and sharing. That's the best I could work.
That's fine, Kathy. Thank you. Is there any objection to that amendment? Okay, let's take a vote, please. Did you have something to say before we take the vote? Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead, Arlene.
Something about the amendment. I think that to put together that kind of plan by December 1st is asking too much, and we've got too much for the technology department to do to be able to get that by December 1st. To do it by perhaps the next in-person meeting makes sense.
Okay.
Kathy, do you want to amend your language?
Yeah, okay. That the plan, okay, due by the next in-person meeting, due in January, is that essentially it?
Yeah.
January.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to the dates are bifurcated. You want the long-term plan will be due by the in-person meeting, but the main motion will still encompass a December report, right?
Right. If it's a separate line below
okay.
and it doesn't change.
I would like
change.
To say January.
January for that portion of it. Okay. And if you can just go ahead and get that language to Afia and to myself and Bill, please. Thank you. All right. So is there any objection to the amendment as amended?
First we vote on the amendment.
Well, no, but if there's no objection, Teresa. I try to move things along if it's possible. Is there any objection to the amendment? And hearing none, thank you. And to the main motion, is there any objection to the main motion?
As amended.
Thank you, Teresa. And hearing none, thank you all. If you could record that, Madam Secretary, thank you. All right.